It's another edition of KFC Radio, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Johnny, give me that bottle. As is tradition, we will start every New Amsterdam episode.
Hell yeah!
With a shot of New Amsterdam.
What up, 11 a.m. on a Monday?
Doesn't even matter, baby. Not when it's New Amsterdam Vodka, because it goes down smooth. Also, pop them out, baby. Dump them out. You want to take that shirt off and we do a little drinking, get a little naked on a 11 a.m. Monday morning?
BarstoolGold.com/KFC. You can see my fucking titties.
I love that New Amsterdam's like cool with this, you know?
What's up? It's KFC Radio.
We're drinking and doing titties.
I'm drinking vodka and I got a crop top on.
Yo, we should put you in the Viva crop top.
Ah. Woo!
Start things up. That's what New Amsterdam does. It starts the party. It starts your night. Sometimes, in this case, it starts your morning. It doesn't matter because it's
Can I tell you
smooth.
Something?
Yes, you can.
So we went out last night.
Yep.
I was a little hungover this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking to work today, and I was like, I should pop into a bar and just grab a quick shot. And then I was like, you know what? Don't need to. I know we're recording KFC Radio in the morning. I know we're going to have
it. Got it. When you work in a place where there's literally New Amsterdam vodka like pouring from the ceilings at all times. I mean, there's just cases everywhere. It's vodka heaven. I also love don't for a second take for granted, John, that you live a life where you can pop into a bar on your morning commute.
I don't take it for granted
like,
at
like,
all.
Like most cities and most jobs are not allowing that. You know, it's like if you're a grown-up person and you're going to work at 7 a.m., you can't just pop into a bar.
Right. 9:30, I was walking through Toledo, through Ohio, New York City, and I was like, bars are open. I'm thirsty.
Could use it. It's like, you know, some people stop for coffee. Why can't you stop for a shot of New Amsterdam?
I feel so much better.
All right. Like hair of the dog slash just like loosens you up.
I actually it wasn't like crazy last night because I went to see Parasite. So it was like I had to keep myself in check all day because I knew
can't
I was going to have to.
Drunk.
Not when you have to read a whole thing.
Yeah,
I'll go to a movie drunk, but now I have to read 2.5 hours.
Right.
So I was like, all right, John. I was at the bar watching Liverpool yesterday morning. And I was like, all right, we gotta watch what we're drinking because we're going to have to read tonight.
that's what all the young kids out there should aspire to be. What's it called? Illiterate drunk.
Yeah.
Like, get illiterate drunk on a Sunday. What are you pointing at me? What?
We'll
finish up.
Yeah.
So, bottom line, you want to start your morning with it. You start your night with it. Have it during a little liquid lunch, whatever brunch. New Amsterdam vodka is so smooth, so easy. You can drink it like this on an 11 a.m. Monday morning, and it ain't no thing. They do Chiclets. They do Pink Whitney. They do it all. Come through, get yourself some New Amsterdam vodka.
How about this? So I went to bar this weekend. Bar we go to a lot.
Liverpool bar?
Yeah. We usually go there and watch...
Liverpool.
We watch. No, that's where we go watch Monday Night Football. Okay. That's kind of like it's our bar. This weekend was the first time. I've gone there at least twice a week for
I heard about this.
9 weeks now?
Yeah.
I think it's week 9 of the NFL season. So at least 9 weeks I've gone there twice a week. Just this past weekend, I discovered that they add a 20% gratuity. So I have been tipping these motherfuckers 40% and I have not gotten a free beer. Not a
really?
Single free beer. I've been tipping you 40% for 9 weeks.
I heard this story on Saturday night, whenever we went to the show. And I was laughing my head off because I'm not part of this. But I thought that it was like you got, they were always giving me shots and shit.
Occasionally you get a free Jello shot. I have to choke it down because I don't even like Jello
honestly,
shots.
Honestly, that's disrespectful.
Yeah. I think I've gotten like 2 free Jello shots.
I mean, That's a slap.
It's insanity that I have.
Are you going to call him out?
No. What are you, nuts?
Are you going to keep going?
Probably.
Are you going to keep tipping?
Probably. probably nothing's going to change. But I'll bitch about it.
40%.
I'll bitch about it on this podcast for 15 minutes.
You know what? You're getting your 20% like in podcast content.
Yeah, so exactly. Right?
Like when bad things happen, well, at least I can talk about it on my podcast.
It's like over 20% they tip. They tip themselves.
That's nuts, by the way. Like, that's a standard for, big dinner parties of, like, 8 or more at restaurants. Like, the guy and girl alcoholic at the bar.
Yeah.
Maybe they just know you guys are booze bags and they can slip it by you.
We just got one beer.
Because obviously, you can.
Yeah. We just got one beer each, which was, like, $5. It was, like, two Bud Lights. And they tipped themselves $2.60.
And so, what, you just finally, like, had looked at the bill?
Yeah.
You just finally saw it? You're like, wait a second.
Hang on a second here.
Yeah.
This is it, like, it just, it, they weren't, it was not hidden or anything. It's just right there. Yeah. I just never looked at it.
Unheard of, though, bars doing that for just booze.
For just a fuck couple of beers sitting at a bar. Not even like table service.
And by the way, I don't believe, I'm a pretty big tipper. I don't believe in 20% on like a single round or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I usually give you like.
Like if I put my card down, you know, I'll do 20% at the end of that. If I'm like going beer by beer, I'll give you like $2
right,
per thing. But, you know, that could be for one beer. That could be for five beers. That can be. I don't think it should be 20% when you're just like popping me Bud Lights and handing me. You know what I mean?
Once my card's down, it's 20% on that. But if I'm paying in cash, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like,
I just go
get
like
three
a
beers,
bit here
I'm going $2.
And
I
it,
don't know.
It probably would come around to 20% or whatever. But yeah. It's like, to me, that's more just like you open me anywhere from one to like five beer bottles and you get $2 for that. Each time, you know?
That's fair.
And so, like, 20%, like, assuming that, and then assuming 20%, bananas. But honestly, that's one of those things you can probably get away with, you know? Like, I bet you so many more people are doing that than we realize.
Yeah.
And maybe not even disclosing it. Like, there are bars probably just robbing you. Just, I like being like, well, we're just going to add another.
When was the last time you looked at
itemized
your bank
shit?
Statement.
I mean, come on, never.
I
never. You have to be off by, like, $120 for me to notice.
Oh, yeah. I meant like the last time I looked, like they could be robbing me. And like, I mean, I've never looked at my bank statement.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't in months.
Oh, right. When you like, because
I have
the bill,
no
the,
clue how much
bills
money
run afterwards,
right?
Right? Like the tip or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So like, yeah, they could be like, well, he wrote five, add a zero, that's 50. Gacy was telling me some girl, she got fired for that, like at her college bar. She would just kind of sit there and like fudge the tips by like a couple bucks here and there. And I'm like, how did that girl even get caught?
Yeah, how did
like,
you get caught?
That, to me, that is the perfect crime. I would do that shit all the time. You could, I mean, PSA to any bartenders or waitresses or whatever out there. If you see me come in your place, you can rob me blind. You can add $75, $80, $90.
I won't notice for a... I won't notice.
Because ever, you know what it is? You know what the problem is? New York City is still... Like, you can find places in New York City that are like $4 beers. You can find shit that's like $10 beers. You know what I mean? It's still... It's still like sometimes a bar bill will be like 250, sometimes it'll be like 75.
Right.
It's weird that there are places like that. So if you fall within like that range, I'd be like, oh, well, okay, I guess we drank more than I thought tonight. You know? It has to be egregious for me to even understand.
I'm not even saying it's egregious. It can be egregious if you want. I won't notice.
You just want to just complain. I just want to make sure.
No, I'm just saying make the error as egregious as possible. I will have no fucking clue. Just
sign.
Okay. I guess I'm paying for everybody's drinks tonight.
That's another assumption I do, by the way. Be like, you know, fucking like Nate's been putting shit on my tab.
Right.
Everyone's
on my tab.
Yeah.
I will blame everyone on the planet before I blame the bartender.
Yep.
I'll call my mom.
I mean,
what are you doing?
You've caught them. And I guess caught's not the right word. It's just because you're being dumb is really, in their right. mind, they're like, hey, it's not our fault. But you've caught them and you're still like, whatever.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'll call you back. What are you going to do? Well, you know, like maybe speak up for yourself, go to a different bar, don't do that anymore. But no.
Kevin, I was talking about realistic possibilities.
We got to talk about Drake. What happened with Drake last night was an important moment in human history, and I want people to understand that. So Drake getting booed off stage last night is brought to you by Steve Madden.
Yeah, booed off stage?
Oh, yeah. I'll show it to you.
I saw
that. Actually, Nick, can you start to pull that up on the screen right now? BarstoolGold.com/KFC. Someone had an Instagram live. There's a blog on the site if that's easiest. It's bad. It's super embarrassing. And when you see it, you're gonna feel bad for Drake. It was rude. I'm going to boo you off stage. Boo you out of life if you don't get some Steve Maddens.
Oh, I got Steve Maddens. Don't worry about me.
We're drowning in him right now, baby. We got from Chelsea's to Chukka's. Steve Madden's got you covered, and Dillard's is the premier spot to go get your Steve Madden boots and shoes. They got a diverse assortment of footwear for every occasion. That means dress shoes, boots, casual, dress casual, casual dress boots. They got it all.
Yeah.
I'm making all sorts of hybrids
up there.
You
sure are.
Yep. More and more. They got comfort. They got versatility, quality materials. And they got the classic silhouettes mixed with a modern flair. The Jotter boot that's got the zipper on the side. The Chelsea boots got that, you know, what do you call that? Just like that elasticy strip in the middle.
That's exactly what it's called.
Right? Yeah. The elasticy strip. Got it. Strip, sure. Hardened boot, analyst shoe, the hightail boot. So a great mix of boots and shoes. And you can get them right now at Dillard's. Make sure you get your Steve Madden on. Look like a classic man with an up-to-date twist. So... Last night was, or two nights ago.
A shitty thing.
Just mean. It was
I was just gonna, whatever the name of this festival is,
it
sucks.
Right. It was Tyler the Creator, and it's actually, I know what you're saying, but it's so stupid that I gotta get you the exact name, because you know how Tyler the Creator is like an asshole.
Yeah,
like he's just like one of these.
By the way, Tyler the Creator is like I feel like he's kind of revered as something of like a
art savant,
like a liberal hero, I guess would be called.
Yes, yes, yes.
That dude was violent. His first songs were like about like raping crazy, people,
right?
And stuff.
Yeah.
It was a lot. I remember hearing it, he dropped a lot of hard Fs. He was not a good person.
He was at the Tyler the Creator's Camp Flog Gnaw.
I knew it was stupid.
Camp Flog Gnaw Fest. Now here's what they did. Tyler the Creator picked Drake, by the way. Like it was his festival, his creation. It was his style. He picked artists he likes. So, you know, you're at his festival, it was a guy he picked. But it was a surprise act. So when people bought these tickets, they just said a surprise headliner to close out. And the audience assumed it was Frank Ocean. Because I guess like everyone under the sun in Tyler's camp, other than Frank Ocean, was there. So they assumed the main act and the surprise has to be Frank Ocean. It was not. It was Drake. So he goes out there and the crowd is super, super upset.
You know,
oh
I'm going to tell you.
Come, please.
Like I said, I'm here for you tonight. If you want to keep going,
no!
I will keep going tonight. What's up?
Frank!
If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight.
He's going to stay.
It's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me.
Is that why I didn't hear anything?
Not plugged in? Yeah.
I wonder why I didn't have anything in my headphones.
You basically just put like milk cartons over your fucking head. Like to get booed off, but to ask and be like, no, come on. Like, what, you want to do this? Right. And everyone's like, no, we don't. We'd prefer to listen to nothing other than to you, Drake.
Those little shits.
Oh, such assholes. And I guess like Frank Ocean's crowd is supposed to be like young, like teenagers, and they're like fucking assholes who do it. But I'm almost happy this happened because like Drake is quite literally like a top five most successful musician of all time. Like just by the numbers, yes. He flat out is. I don't know about you. You know, you like him stylistically or whatever. Like as a solo male artist, he's the number one of all time. He passed Michael Jackson. He passed Elvis. He passed the Beatles.
Really?
Like he has like 220 million records sold. Like it's a crazy number. He has billions of streams. And as a solo male artist, he is the number one of all time by, you know, the sales metric. By, you know, add in the women, add in groups, add in everything, he's still probably like top five in the history of music. Wildly successful at a young age. Millions upon millions. Tours, arenas, sold out. Records sold out. Beloved almost everywhere he goes. Even he has a select group of fucking assholes who will ruin him and make him feel like shit. Like he got booed off the stage last night. He walked out of there being like, they really don't like me. Like, they really, I asked them if I, you know, they want me to perform, and they just said no. And he went home last night, and I'm sure he got over it extremely quickly when he had a beautiful girl on his arm.
No, he did not.
Yeah, so, yeah, I was going to say, like, he probably didn't. Like, yeah, he goes home to all these successful things.
He has still not gotten over
it. He's very sad. Yeah. He's very sad about that. And so, as a regular-ass person, or a semi-regular person, whatever we are now, for everybody out there, just realize it's impossible to live a life haterless. It can't be done. You can't have, no matter what you do, there will be somebody, and probably a lot of people, being like, fuck you, you suck.
I think you needed to hear that, and I'm glad you're the one who said it.
It's true. I did need to hear it. And I know these things, and I've kind of been preaching it for a while, but, you know, there are times where I'm thinking to myself, well, no, I would love to be like completely beloved like Drake, you know, or like someone who I think would be. And I know that everyone has like quite literally what I just said. Everyone does have haters. But I did figure if you reach a certain point in your life, like you've made it to the top where like those haters can't get to you.
No, they can get to you.
Everybody can get to you.
I will guarantee you that Drake is still thinking about this as we talk about it.
For sure.
As you're listening to it, it's Tuesday. Drake is still thinking about when he got
booed up.
He'll
think about that the rest of his life.
Yeah.
The rest of his life, he'll remember the night that he was like, hey, guys, I love you. Do you want me to sing music? And they were like, kill yourself. That's fucking crazy. And that, you know what's nuts? Like, had that been billed as, like, when you bought the ticket, it was just like Tyler, the Creator's Festival, and Drake's the headliner, people would probably love it.
Oh, yeah.
But for whatever reason, they got their hopes up for someone else. And so they're just like, you're not that other human. Like, Drake could not do anything there. It wasn't like he was singing R&B songs and then wanted the rap Drake, or they did new songs and they wanted the old Drake. It was just like, you're not the right human. We assumed it was another human that with different DNA and a different body than you, and you weren't that, so fuck you. So think about that. You know, there's going to be someone who hates you because you're not the, like, salesperson they wanted. You don't look the right way. You don't – whatever. You can't escape.
Nope. You can't. And that's why you just have to accept it.
But, like, nobody, yeah. I mean, it's just something to really see, like, you know, like, I didn't think this could happen to Drake. I didn't think that, you know, this music could happen to Beyonce. It could happen to Rihanna. It could happen to people who you think are pretty much universally, if not, like, loved, because, of course, there's an opinion in music and art and sports and all that shit. There's always people on either side of it. But enough to the point that you can get, like, booed off of a stage. Like, that's his.
That's a huge sample size. That's 100,000 people over there?
Yeah, probably a big ass fucking festival like that.
100,000 people unanimously booed you.
Crazy. That's nuts. And in your craft, you know, it's like if Drake was like in a movie and people were like, boo, this sucks. It's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, I'm not an actor, guys. Yeah. Like, I am a fucking the best at this ever. And you guys said,
I'm the most successful ever.
And they just were like, nah, we don't want you.
Ugh. That's because
I hope those little shits just feel terrible about themselves. I hope their mothers and their fathers ground them.
Does this make you feel guilty at all for what we do to TV shows? Because it just doesn't end how we wanted it to, and we boo it.
No. No. And I'll tell you why. Because if we were at, like, a Game of Thrones Comic-Con thing, I wouldn't boo those people off the stage.
True.
Like, I don't know if I've ever booed. Yeah,
I've never booed my team. The visiting team's coming in, I'll boo them. But like, I've never been like my team, the team I love, isn't playing well, so boo.
I've heard my fellow fans do it. Mm-hmm. Usually endorse it. Don't do it. Like I'm like in my head, I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like I can't. Like, Edwin Diaz, you deserve it, bro. But like, I just won't physically take it that far. If you go somewhere and I guess this was like a surprise act, so it's like. You know, you weren't like, I bought Drake tickets, but it's like, you're at a music fucking festival and you think you get to like do that to his face behind this. If you're just like, oh yeah, Drake's whack. Like, I don't like his music. It's fine.
Right.
But to take it to that.
Also, street, like no one thinks
when
that.
He's a guest of.
Well, yeah, like if Drake's doing like, a headlining show, like he's probably going to play fucking hits.
Yeah.
Heaters. And like, I don't care who you are. You can have fun to Drake's music.
Like, that's why Drake is who he is. Right. It's like, he does it all. Like, a little bit pop, a little bit rap, a little bit R&B, a little bit new, a little bit old. Like, he's incredible like that.
What's Kane is in the building? Baller song?
Right above it. Right above is my favorite rap song of all time.
Drake's going to play right above it. And you're going to have a fucking blast.
Right, and instead you just, like, boot him off. And then, I think that was probably just the end of the show. Mm-hmm. He was, like, the encore. He was, like, the end of it. You know?
You ruined your weekend.
Like, good for you.
Because.
Fucking assholes. Everyone's weekend got
we
ruined.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Fucking. And if you're one of those people, what a piece of shit. But if you're one of those people getting booed, a.k.a. everyone.
Do you ever think, like, how's, like. Small you must be to be like, I'm going to get pleasure from booing this person.
Yeah. I mean,
that's crazy.
I think that there is, I would imagine like, a lot of people would think that about me because I'm like a hater.
You don't,
shit, but I don't.
There's a huge difference here because it's not just an outright boo. It's a creative way of teasing.
Right.
I've done plenty of self-reflection and I think it's different when you're like, look, we're being funny. It's I'm not just being like, you stink. I'm
right,
like making fun of you in
right.
a fun
and
way,
doing it in a way that's like showing how I do things and like right. what you like about that. This is just like screaming in your face,
boo! I don't boo. Like your existence.
I mean, those people are like the boo woman from Princess Bride, just boo, boo, and that's it, offering nothing else. If you're gonna boo metaphorically, you got to add something to it. Show me why. Tell me why I shouldn't boo you as you boo this thing. Fucking jerks. I feel bad for Drake. Drake, come on the show. You're in a safe place here. We can talk about it, okay? All right, let's get into Am I the Asshole for today, and then we'll pop into our voicemails to wrap things up. Today's Am I the Asshole is brought to you by Stitch Fix. Fix your stitches. Basically, I know my audience, and I know a lot of you guys out there. You want to look good. You want to be up to date. You want to be stylish. But A, you don't know maybe what that means. B, you don't know where to get it. And C, once you do know where to get it, you don't want to have to go there and drive there and buy it or order it online. You don't know what size to get, and you don't know what it looks like and if it looks right or what you're going to pair it with, because you're not a style expert. But the folks over at Stitch Fix are style experts, and what they want to do is make the whole process easier for you. So they have a stylist look at your profile, like your height and your weight and your preferences and what you're into. When you sign up at Stitch Fix, it shows you a million things of clothes. Like, do you like this? Do you like this? Do you like this? Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
Very fun.
It is.
It's like cool. A fun game to play.
And you learn, you're kind of like, well, like, I wouldn't ordinarily buy that, but I kind of want to get something like that in the box. So
that's something my mom would get me for Christmas, and I would like it.
That's what Stitch Fix is. Stitch Fix is your mother's gifts for Christmas, where you're like, I would have bought a blue shirt for the millionth time. She bought me a green one, and I never would have bought it, but guess what? It makes my eyes pop. Looks great.
You know what Stitch Fix is? I love the show Fleabag,
mm-hmm.
and there's a line in it that I really love that Fleabag gives to her sister's, her brother-in-law, I guess, her sister's husband. And she says, get her these shoes, because even though they're not her, she'll think that you think she's the kind of person who could wear those.
Here are like the 10-inch stilettos that are like, da-da-da-da. It's right. Like, yo, you think I'm that kind of girl? Okay.
That's cool. And Stitch Fix is like, oh, you think I can pull this off? All right, thank you, Stitch Fix.
Right, now I can.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's really all a frame of mind. Like, I've been wearing shoes recently, the tie-dye ones and those Sakai waffles that are like ordinarily big. These are way too much. And I put them on, I walk in, John and Liam and guys who are like in the know are like, you look good, man. Pulling it off. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I can. It's all, and maybe you guys are just lying to me. I don't know.
No, I thought you looked great in those Woodstocks.
Yeah, I mean, it's all a frame of mind, and Stitch Fix kind of gives you the confidence you need. And it is, it's like your mom. You know what? You know when people say, like, my mom makes the best sandwiches. It just tastes different when my mom makes it. But eventually you got to grow up and do your own. Like, you have to make your own grilled cheese, you know?
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you're a grown man whose mommy's not buying you gifts anymore, buying you clothes anymore, but you still want that touch, that's what Stitch Fix brings for you. Maybe that's what they do. They just have a team of moms behind the scene. Maybe it's just your mom buying you shit. Maybe they link up your name and they're like, all right, let's call Polly Feidelberg and she'll make a box for them. But yeah, you get a few items shipped to your door every month. Clothes, shoes, accessories, the whole nine. And you can get started at stitchfix.com/KFC. Get 25% off your box when you keep everything in your first box. That's stitchfix.com/KFC. Today's Am I the Asshole is actually an interesting one, because a lot of times Am I the Asshole is very blunt, like we know who the asshole is basically within the first sentence. This one, I think there's kind of a clear-cut asshole, but I think it adds to a bigger discussion. Am I the asshole for not wanting to tell my fiance how much money I'm making? My fiance and I have been together for 6 years, and she wants to know how much money I make a month, and I always say that I don't wish to talk about that. I do not want to answer her question. She tells me how much she makes, but that's because she chose to tell me. I never asked her, nor do I care to know. But she believes that couples should know each other's revenues. I try to tell her that all she needs to know is that I'm financially stable and I don't need to go into details about how much money I'm making. I'm starting to rethink whether I should marry this girl or not. If she wants to know the amount of money I make, it may be a red flag. Perhaps she may end up being a gold digger, but I'm not sure. What do you think about this? Am I the asshole for not wanting to tell her how much I am making?
No.
I'm going to say, I'm going to give like a cop-out answer. I think this guy is an asshole, but I don't know if it's specifically because of this.
Okay.
Like the way he's taking, like, I can read in this guy sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. Kind of you're 100% valid, right.
Like, yeah. Now.
This dude stinks.
Yeah.
Big time.
Right. Because I bet there's a bunch of other Am I the Assholes involving this guy that you'd be like, yep. Now, this one's interesting. I think if you've been together with someone for 6 years, you know whether she's a gold digger or not.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, like. That
also,
to, that
dude,
to me
like,
says
do you have gold digger
guy,
money?
Well, right. That to me says this guy's got like his own issues with that. Like he walks around thinking every woman's trying to take advantage of him or something like that. So he probably does make a lot of money, and he probably is someone who could get gold dug. Within 6 years, like has she been taking your money or not?
You probably know within 6 months.
Right. Like in 6 minutes, you know if this is like, you're only hanging out with me because of my money.
Right.
You know? And I think that he's wrong in the sense that, like, I think once you, if you're going to get married, like, I do think you gotta, you know, you're all one, you're one family now. You have one family income.
Have you ever seen that? I love that Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
I don't think I've seen it.
When Larry and his wife go out to dinner with their friend and his wife, and his friend pays the bill, and Larry says, thank you. And his wife goes, well, aren't you going to thank me?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Says, you didn't pay for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
And then they just start talking about it. It's like,
right, because it's like our money.
And
it's
he's
like,
talking about it with Cheryl, where he's like, no, like, it's my money. I just let Cheryl spend it.
Right, right, like, right. Well,
and it is like, it's one of those things where, like, you're crazy to have a fight about it, but you're 100% right.
He's for sure right. And I think
it's my money.
It's all changed now that everybody makes their own money. Like, mm-hmm. I think back in the day, it was just like, the man makes the money. And, like, it's his money, and but, like, the woman stays at home to feed the kids, and so, like, she needs some of that money, but it's his. When everybody's making their own money, I think that you need to have some semblance of, like, independence there. Because when you like, work hard for your money, and then someone else just, like, is using it, like, with reckless abandon, you're going to be like, wait a minute, you know? Fucking hold on.
Hang on.
Here.
I drank vodka at 11 a.m.
for this
money.
But, like, and she's making her own money now, too. Like, I mean, most women now are working women, career women. Like, they're bringing their own money in. And I just think it's, like, impossible. It's just, like, so necessary to have this feeling of, like, I worked for this, and so I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I need to contribute a lot of that to, like, our family pot or whatever. But, like, I do need to have some control over my own money just because, like, I'm an adult, you know? And, like, I mean, I know as a guy.
How does merging bank accounts work?
Well, like, what we did, and I guess we're not really the standard for anything, but we had our own accounts and then we had a joint account, which, like, we still do. Like, that's how we transfer money to each other, yeah, or how I transfer money to her. And so, like, I had, you know, this account over here that, like, was my money. And then this is the money that we, you know, can both see and both share. And I'm sure, you know, it's kind of one of those things. It's like, well, if you have nothing to hide, like, why do you care if she sees your finances? And it's like, yeah, I know. But I also want to be able to buy a pair of sneakers without have it being like,
yeah,
wait a minute. Oh, you bought another pair? Or like, oh, I see that, you know, you paid for dinner last night for the boys. Like, da, 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 you know, like shit like that where it's like, it's not that I'm trying to hide from you.
It's just I don't want to have, like, an art. I don't even know. Not even a fight. It's just like, I don't want to talk about it.
Right.
And I just want to buy things with my money that I don't have to answer for.
Right. And I know that I'm like hypersensitive to it because, like, I was a guy who was like super whipped. So it was like, I just want to be able to, like, spend my own money. Like, I want to have my own fucking life and my own, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now, and maybe other people aren't like that and they're just, like, easy to offer it up. But I think there's something totally normal about being like, I worked for this. I earned it. I want to do what I want to do with it.
You want to know
and
a
you
trick?
You worked for your... Don't make money.
Don't know how much money you make.
Ignorance is bliss.
There's a little lesson for, like, everybody. If you don't want to have this argument,
put me on the polygraph. Strap me up. How much money do you make, John? I don't know.
I have no idea.
They would just go like,
I don't know. What do you make a month? I have no fucking clue.
Unfortunately, I'm keenly aware of what I make. I think that, like, the way to do it is to have that, you know, that combination, right? That joint account where it's like, here's where we can all move money, and because that's also just like a logistics thing. It's just like, rather than always having to Venmo and whatever, it's just like, here's where we pay our bills from. That's what we did. But I think
did you have, like, a set percentage that you, like, you
no, put, it was usually like I used to get in trouble all the time because she would always have to remind me to transfer the money. She's like, I wish you would just do this.
These
and I was
sneakers.
Like, I just forgot, but, like, here it is. She hated that she had to remind
me.
To
I always
it.
Do that with, like, even with rent. I'm like, maybe if I don't pay it today.
Today's the day. Just
maybe
you'll
just forget. I do that. I delay things by a day, 2 days.
Right.
It's not going to change. I'm still going to have to pay that rent.
It's just going
to
hurt but my I'm credit. Like, no big deal. Maybe I'll pay that bill a little later.
Maybe if I don't pay today, something will happen.
Maybe, like, we get hit by a meteor.
Yeah, maybe
you know,
the
like,
world will end.
Yeah.
And I'll have more money in my bank account when I die.
I think the way he's approaching it of just like, I don't want to answer your question,
but,
is childish, but also, like, you know, I can understand where you're coming from. I think most people would be like, I don't want to answer this question, but I guess I have to. This guy's just like, I choose not to answer.
If you've been together 6 years, don't you think you have an idea how much the other person
six
makes?
6 years? Yeah.
I mean, like,
well,
just
that's
from,
why,
like, the dinners,
like,
you buy and, like, you know, it's like, oh, let's go on vacation. And it's like, oh, the Jersey Shore? No, Greece.
Right. You,
like,
kind of know what's up.
I kind of know where
but
we
that's,
are.
That's, so that maybe this guy, you know, red flags is the right word, because that to me speaks to, like, are you making 1.2 million or like 2.2 million? Like, you know, because in that case, you're pretty lavish no matter what. Mm-hmm. But I want to know, like, specifically for whatever reason, you know?
Maybe my right my lawyer's been asking me a lot. I can
yeah, right. I mean, and that's – I wish there was, like, an update of, like, what type of money we're talking because, like, you know, maybe when you're a broke boy in a happy but, like, humble relationship, you're like, I don't get this, you know? And if you're wealthy, like, sometimes you do have, like, a target on your back. You
yeah. know what I mean? But also, like
– like, if a rich guy came to me and was like, I question everybody. Like, my family – like they, I feel like they're taking money from me and I feel like every woman's with me because of my money. And it's like a thing for him. I'd be like, I can't relate to that. I don't make enough money to feel that way. But like more money, more problems type of shit. Like maybe you've never even encountered this where every time you walk in a room, you think that you're being used for your money. So it's a subject that's sore to you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely get it.
Yeah.
I just think, I think you were spot on with your initial assessment that you're an asshole. Maybe not for this reason.
Right.
But you're definitely an asshole.
I like that. Sort of the asshole. I actually think that's one of the things they say is STA, like sort of the asshole. Kind or KTA, kind of the asshole.
I'm going to give him DTA. You're definitely the asshole. Not for this reason, but you're definitely the asshole.
All right, let's get into these voicemails. Voicemails today are brought to you by Burrow. If you're sitting on the couch right now listening to KFC Radio, you should be sitting on a Burrow. If you're listening while you're commuting from home, I hope that you're heading home to a Burrow couch. If you're listening at work, maybe you're at one of those like fancy Google type places where they have couches. I hope that they're Burrows. I hope all the couches in your life are Burrow couches.
You should be so
lucky.
By
the way, do you say couch or sofa?
Couch? Yeah. What am I, an asshole?
I feel like you got to be like, if you say sofa, your name is also probably like Mildred. You're probably like Agnes or Maud, and you were like, you were a flapper in the 1920s.
I want to tell you something. The roaring 20s. Now, and I'm dead. Sofa. I'm dead serious. I'm dead fucking serious. If you say sofa, don't ever listen to the show.
Yeah, please. Unsubscribe. Don't buy any of our products. I don't want your money. I don't want your support. I don't want anything to do with you as a person.
No, absolutely not.
Sofa. What's that even? That's got to be short for something,
if
right?
If you say couch, go ahead and give us 5 stars because it's hugely important. Rate, but review, if you say sofa, suck a fat dick.
Whoa! I'm going to look it up right now. Do you even have a guess like where the word sofa comes from? Where?
What, oh God, that's worse than... That's the stupidest question
I bet ask. You it's like sofa. You know, like it's like a two-word thing. And it's like usually it's like, you know, like Soho is like south of Houston. Like, you know what
I mean? There's absolutely no chance that's where sofa comes from. Like, what? You think sofa is a New York abbreviation?
Yeah, basically. Like futon, like is the F-A, you know what I mean? Like something like that. Like these words are all so stupid.
I mean, like... We're not just going to let this fly, right? I feel like we have to have an intervention for Kevin for even thinking this. I don't know what you're on.
It's old French word for to lie down.
Okay. So you were definitely...
And like a love seat is what? That's a small couch?
Yeah. To take a two-person couch.
So is there a difference between a couch and a sofa?
No.
Just a different
just
word.
Just word, yeah.
Sofa. Fuck out of here.
Sofa. I mean, I'm dead serious. I don't want you listening to the show.
I mean, I'm looking. Sofa. I'm going to look through the copy right now. They say sofa, we're going to have a problem.
Oh, God, I hope they don't.
Well, it looks like we're going to have a meeting.
No, is it?
Settle into a comfy new Burrow sofa.
Oh, no.
But that's just because they, you know, that's just like, you can't say couch every time. I bet they felt that
yeah,
way.
That's true.
I guarantee they're like, they did it, but they hate it.
Yeah.
Just go with Burrow couches, okay? It's not Kevin Couch Clancy. It's not Kevin Sofa Clancy. It's Kevin Couch Clancy, okay? Go get yourself a Burrow. Get free 1 week shipping. So you get it in a week and you save like $250 because shipping on furniture is crazy. And you save $75 when you go to burrow.com/sofa. That's burrow.com/KFC. Get $75 off a new couch, not sofa. Voicemails.
What's up, KFC Fights Super Producer BC? Got a quick question for you. If you were paid $10 million for every single year that you do not come, whether that be from sex or from jerking off or whatever, how many years could you last? But it's got to be consecutive. So after 1 year, you make 10 mil.
Yeah,
after
we get
2 years, you make another 10 mil.
Why are you so up in arms?
If you come that third year.
I mean, zero.
Okay, good. Okay, I thought you were going to be like, forever.
No, zero years.
0 years. 10 million's a lot. I would try it. These are things.
Attempt.
Yeah, I would attempt, but I would fail within like 2 weeks.
For $10 million, you don't think you could even get past 2 weeks?
Nope. Brendan, I wouldn't take a job that pays you $42 million if you have to get up at 4 a.m. So if you think I'm not coming for a full year for $10 million, you're fucking insane.
Do you know what I would do? I would try. But I would be like such a wreck after like 2 weeks that I'd be like, there's no way I'm going to make it 50 more.
So I actually have this is kind of like a moment, I suppose, where like I've tried before to not jerk off.
Why?
For like the day. and guess what?
Why'd you even try?
11 p.m. hit. And I was like, what are we going to do here? We're in bed. The laptop's right here.
Why not? Why would you not do it?
It's
that crazy broad Nikki Glaser's running around not coming. I mean, that's like, well, you're just nuts.
Nikki's an insane person.
She really is. And I know that she read a book, but I'm sure I'll go write a book that says you're going to die if you don't come. So someone else wrote a different book. You know, these opinions are just ridiculous.
Yeah, opinions are stupid.
There can't possibly be – whoever wrote that book, by the way. You can't possibly be like an expert to the point that you could know that that works.
Of course not.
Like, how could you like research this and study this? Like, everybody's coming.
No one knows.
There's nobody not coming, so you don't know. Except for fucking Nikki Glaser, apparently.
It's
cumless
stupid.
Wonder.
But like,
check out her ATI tonight, by the way.
Oh yes, ATI today. That's right, yeah. Nikki.
Answer the internet.
She's
feature
so goddamn
Nikki Glaser.
Fucking funny, except for the fact that she doesn't come.
Nick was telling me that's almost makes it more funny. Like this chick just tortures herself for no reason. Nick said it's like 15 minutes because she was like, I couldn't edit any of it out. All of it's a funny answer.
That's awesome.
So we got a money episode ready to roll with her. Also, Walmart is restocked or stocked for the first time, I should say. And they have 5,000 of those, so go get them before they sell out.
You want to do one?
You want to do it after voicemail or before?
We'll do it after.
Yeah, we'll do it after because we also I have an update of the most ridiculous revelation ATI has produced yet. So we'll do that at the end of the episode along with an answer the internet question. But back to the voicemail. No shot anybody can do this.
$10 million just isn't enough money. $10 million is
No. It has nothing to do with the money. I would try for $1 million. I would try for $500,000. I just won't succeed at anything.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, I guess
$100,000. It could be $100 billion. It's like I'm not going to be able to knock up.
$10 million is enough money to make the effort.
Yeah, but it's just not. It's like also, you know, how much money to climb Mount Everest? Like I can't do these things. Yeah.
And then once
I can't climb Mount Everest.
I have to explain that to my girlfriend
years?
Of 6 years.
How many years? Like are the people out here being like 12?
Yeah,
I won't come for a decade and a half. Like what?
He said how many years? But then it ends. So. If you do 1 year, $10 million. Second year, $20 million. But if you stop in year three, that's
I mean, you know what?
Yeah, we get.
Imagine if you fucking resumed. Like, I got $20 million. I jerked off for a year. I'm feeling pretty good about year four, though. Like, let's go. What's even the point of having the money if you can't come? Although I'll tell you something. Granted,
money's better than coming.
It is, but it's also like
definitively.
It's also like money's better than food, but you have to eat food. You know, like you have to survive.
That's true.
And
that's a great point.
And I guess we're going to throw out like you know Bob Fox night wet dreams like we know that it just
yeah
just
you
comes.
can't just masturbate yourself
but so like the first nut after a year a $10 million year is probably a good one
yeah I've been thinking about painting my ceilings so
yeah like everyone you know everyone's pumped when it's like December 1st if you're doing no nut November which I don't think anybody actually does but imagine you know January 1st January 2nd after a fucking year come city baby. Check your lease, man, because you're living in Cum City. Next up.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Got a quick hypothetical question for you today. So I just rewatched the movie Limitless with Bradley Cooper.
Classic.
And I was just thinking, if there was a pill that you could take that made you limitless, however it lasted a month, and for that month you were essentially blacked out, so essentially, you take it, and 1 month later, you black back in. But you were super productive and all that shit. So my question is, would you take it, and/or how many would you take? Thanks. Bye.
So I just don't remember the month, but I assume that I crushed it.
Yeah.
Every single month.
I do not care about remembering life at all. I just want to be good at it.
Like if
so
I
so if you're giving me a cheat
but,
code,
but at some point I would want to like I would do it for like a year straight, assume that I like got rich off of it, basically, right?
This is a time machine. Time travel to the future.
Right.
And guess what? In that time you skipped, you were really successful.
Right. It's time travel, and it almost guarantees that the future that you travel to is great for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there could be some kind of butterfly effect where something goes wrong and you miss something that you really wanted, but
but that's the thing. Like, I
miss my mom's death. Big deal. She'd be like, whatever.
You are particularly bleak today. I can hear it in your voice. you're in full blown, like the sun's going to explode. We're all going to die. Doesn't matter.
I mean, I'm always in that mode, but.
I'm going to make the assumption.
My mom would rather me be happy and be
my mom wants to be successful and secure.
Yeah.
She doesn't care about my happiness.
Right.
She's like, grow the fuck up, make money, and like, you know, take care of your shit.
Exactly.
But I'm going to say that like this is dependent upon like I'm assuming that I take this pill and I'm like an awesome dad.
Yeah,
I'm awesome at everything. You know, it's not just like you're going to kill it at work, but like you lose all your friends and family. It's like I don't want to wake up in a month and be like, I don't have kids anymore. But I need some like assurances here. But basically, this comes down. It's the same thing with like people ask me like, if the Mets could win the World Series, but you couldn't watch it, would you do it? Fucking yeah. It's about like the bragging rights afterwards and shit. You know, I don't need to have to.
I would like
to experience it. Yeah,
the moment of elation is not that.
Yeah, that goes pretty quick, and then it's just like
woo. Okay. You yell for 30 seconds, and then you're like, I feel like an idiot.
Right. It's like I can't just like scream.
Isn't this the plot of Click? The remote, doesn't he like fast forward through life because he's like, I don't want to do all this work, and he just like presses fast forward and then he's awesome.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, sounds right.
I think in the end he started like crying once, but
yeah, it was a disaster.
Right, but I think
completely backfired.
I would do it and then be like, well, shouldn't have done that. But right now it sounds like an easy. I think I would do like a year. I don't want to like miss my whole life. I know you do, but I'm okay with like, you know. Well, let me tell you this. I would have been A-okay with skipping 32 to 34. 33 to 35, whatever it is.
I wouldn't use it until Tom Brady retires.
You don't want to miss Tom.
I don't want to miss Tom. I don't want to miss what might be Tom's last year.
Unfortunately, he's going to outlive you. Like, his career is going to
probably
outlive you.
Probably. Fortunately.
We'll never be able
to use
this.
That's not unfortunate. That's very fortunate. What was I going to say? The thing of Limitless is so funny is that like they made a movie that was just blatantly about Adderall.
That's it. It's like, what if like, you could take a pill
even
that gives you laser focus
and hide it? It was like the height of Adderall. It's like, I think when I was in college-ish, and it was just like everyone was like, Adderall, that's the stuff.
Secret. That's the
And they just made a movie about it. Like someone high on Adderall wrote that script about the drug they were
like
high on
for the first time. They were like, "This is like, a drug.
This is brilliant."
But I've never actually seen it. Like, is it? Do they ever go like beyond? Like, it's not like he has like superpowers, right? It's like it's just like he can focus really hard, right?
Yeah,
because like if Limitless, like he also has like super strength or something.
No.
Like, okay, this is not Adderall, but it's just like
he unlocks
like,
his brain.
Right.
It's Adderall. It's absolutely
fucking
Adderall.
Never taken Adderall.
You've never taken Adderall?
Never once.
I've stopped taking it because it turns out coming down off Adderall is not super healthy for a person who tends to be depressed sometimes.
Oh, so you crash real hard.
Yeah.
Like you just hit a nuke, you just blast through rock bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've stopped taking it, but it was fun in college.
Yeah, I've just never, I mean, I missed it in college, right? Like it was not like in vogue, at least not in my school. And then so what? Like I'm not going to start taking it like as an adult, you know?
I mean, you should take it once.
I should probably take it once just to...
You can go get it right now.
There's
someone here. Do you have some?
No, but yeah, there's...
You can go find some.
My thing has always been like, I don't want to take drugs to do work or do school.
Yeah, but no, it's just like...
You can party on it too, I get that.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying like, I'm also usually like the guy like, if my body is like, stop drinking and partying and go to sleep, I'm like, okay, I don't really need to push through that.
Oh, I disagree.
Yeah, I know you do.
But yeah, it's fun. You should definitely do it. You should definitely do it.
I'm a little scared of doing it and then being like, oh, I got to keep doing this. Like, oh, I just did like 4 storyboards and wrote like a stand-up set. And,
you're not going to do any of that.
You don't do work. You
clean your house. You'll clean your apartment.
I do need that.
But
my apartment is getting tough. I'm just overwhelmed. I'm going back to wash and fold. Fuck it. I don't care that I have a washer and dryer in my place. I'm done.
Oh.
Yeah, done.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart play.
It's just like, it's too cheap. It's the one thing in the world, no matter what the cost, it's worth it.
It's
that needs to be legitimately, wash and fold could increase their prices 10x, and I think like that's when people would start to fall off. And I kind of being serious.
I've been going to the same wash and fold place for 2 years now. They've raised their prices like 5 times.
Just keep going.
Every time.
I mean, if someone said to you right now, I'll do your wash for $10 a pound, I think you'd say yes.
I don't even, yeah.
Like, because you wouldn't even like
Kevin, I don't know how much money I make. Yeah, I'd pay whatever the fuck it matters.
But like, so you know, if you had like a 30-pound thing of laundry, it'd be like $300. But like, I think you'd do that.
I can assure you I would do that.
The folding is what you pay
for. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And not even that, the cube. It comes in that cube, and you don't even have to like put it in your drawers. You can just like live off the cube.
Yep.
I just have a pile right now, three piles. I mean, it's all things that I should just throw out, by the way. It's like, these clothes, I don't need these clothes. You know? Fucking A. I need to do Adderall. Next up.
You should do Adderall.
Hey, KFC, Producer BC.
I always think it's so funny at like in Barstool. When I was bar, this is like at the old office, I think, but I had this revelation where it was like, I hide to take my multivitamins. Like, I like sneaky put them in my mouth because I'm like, people are going to make fun of me.
You're doing drugs.
But I was like, yo, does anyone have an Adderall?
Yeah.
like
who's got the cocaine pills?
Illicit narcotics. I will openly ask for, and then like,
don't you catch me chewing up a Flintstones.
But yeah, if you see like a multivitamin, I like, it's like the craziest thing I've ever done. I'll like hide under my desk. I don't want people to see me.
So I'm running into a problem. I have just recently gotten into an exclusive relationship with someone my age, whatever. But the problem that I'm running into is that I don't think he wants to have sex with me, which is, I'm not ugly, but I'm not overly, whatever. Regardless, I'm a human being. And I don't know how to ask him how to have sex more often, and my friends are saying just text him that, you know, you'd like him to initiate more, but I feel that's rude of me to do. I just don't know what to do. Like, what does a girl do? So thanks for the help. I just need to have sex. Bye.
First of all, call me. Second of all, I think I love the awareness, by the way. Like, I'm not hot, I'm not ugly, I'm just a human. Like, I'm a human, like, worthy of dick, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not gross, but, you know, I should get fucked. I think you just, like, keep coming on to him. Like, every time you want to have sex, sext him. He'll fuck you. And if he doesn't, then you have a real problem. I don't think you need to be like, hi, I would like to have more sex than we do, or I guess at all in this case. I don't know if they do. But whatever. I think if just like every night you're like, I'm so fucking wet, I want to fuck you. A guy would be like, okay.
Yeah, okay, it's one of those things where it's like,
I'll keep coming.
I always say that I'm like, you know, like, I don't have sex a lot or whatever it is. But like, I mean, if you mention sex, I have to have sex.
If it's presented to you, like, you know?
Because if you like just say the word vagina, I'm like, well, we're going to have sex now.
Like, and you know, will he, like, well, you're not going to drive all the way hours for it or travel or whatever. But if it's like they hang out together, they're date. What I missed the beginning. I don't know if you see each other enough and it's easy enough, and if you just keep like sext him, send him a nude, send him a picture, send him a description, tell him what you
want
to do.
Say the word vagina. that's all it
like,
takes.
Honestly, just send the fucking splash emoji. Yeah. Send the eggplant emoji. Send the peach emoji. Send any of those things, and it's like putting out the bat signal for dick. It's the dick signal.
You can literally do anything. It's actually, and then it's upsetting and then, when you realize how much power. Like,
it's called the power of the pussy for a reason.
You just,
people have been making reckless life decisions forever based on this. Like, we want to do it. And if he says no to that, then like, he's gay. You know, then you know you have a problem. Then you know he's really not into you. Maybe you really are ugly. Then he's gay. Then he's got no dick. Then there's something, you know, going on. But if you're making an honest effort and not doing it in an awkward way, just doing it in like a hot way, he's gonna fuck you.
It's so I follow Christy Mack on Twitter.
Yeah, naturally.
She just has to tweet. I don't even read the tweet. I just see her name and I'm like, well, I
gotta fuck. I gotta go drink. Yeah. Like, Pavlov's.
That happens. I'm very concerned about it, to be honest. That's a 100% true story. That bothers me.
Yeah. Hey, Christy Mack pops on the timeline. You come.
I'm like, well, it's so almost like a splinter cell where it's like I've been activated by like the Russians. And it's like, oh, I gotta go jerk off now.
So I want everyone to follow Christy Mack and at John on her tweets, and then you're going to make John jerk off like 100 times a day. You guys could ruin a man's career. Like, his productivity just plummets. Like, well, everyone keeps tagging me on Christy Mack tweets.
Just have the best of it.
Put your notifications on and just torment John with them.
You ever think it was going to get to this point in the world where, like, the guys don't fuck enough. Like, we're in, this is the post Me Too era where the girl's like, will you fuck us, please? Like, I'm scared.
Not with this dick.
I mean, it's a scary, scary world.
I will not.
You guys overplayed your hand. What do you want me to say? All right. You went too far with it. You can't have it both ways. You don't get to have these lawsuits and get fucked. It's
so
sorry.
Terrified it's just of sex.
I'd rather just watch Christy Mack tweet and then masturbate myself.
The rest is, ain't worth the risk.
There is no miscommunication between my hand and my penis. There is not like, oh, like I missed a sign.
I consent every time.
I'm good. Yeah. We nailed it.
Uh-huh.
But it is funny. It is just like, I feel like we get a lot of calls like that. Shout out to our kings who listen to us who just don't fuck.
The celibate kings out there. I think that there is like, you know, it's almost like sports. Like girls can like sports too. And it's like, yeah, but you're just like, you guys just aren't as stupid as we are about it. Same thing with sex. You guys want to fuck. You're just not stupid about it. We're so dumb with it. It runs our lives. Sports and sex. It runs our lives. And oftentimes we can't control either of them. Almost exclusively can't control either.
No control.
My dick, your body parts, my body parts, the sports team, wins, losses, can't control any of it, and it's what completely dictates my mood every single day. Did my team win? Did I get fucked? I'm happy. Did I lose? Am I in a drought? I'm miserable.
My team's winning all the time.
I'm so like, no, I like to fuck too. And it's like, okay, well, what happens if you haven't fucked in like a week? Do you end up? Like, are you like catastrophically distracted and depressed? Because that's what happens to us. Like, trust me, you don't like it like we do. But yeah, that guy will just, if you just say, I want to fuck, he'll be like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very
okie dokie.
Although it is the worst when you don't want to have sex and you're just like, I got to think of an excuse. I feel so bad right now. But
you can't do that.
Oh,
you have to fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
but there are times I don't feel like having sex.
Right, but you have to.
And I do.
Because, like, then when the tables are turned and you know how shitty it feels for you, it's like, just fucking put the dick in there, you know?
It's not that hard.
It's really not. And actually, it is a little bit harder for us because it's like, we actually have to, like, physiologically have something change. You can just be open for business.
Yeah.
Just let me in there for a little bit, you know? Because it's like Drake getting booed off stage, man. It hurts.
It does hurt.
It's like when that every night I'm like, Drake, you want me to keep going? We could do this. And they're like, no. And I have to be like, all right, it's all love. I still love you. I'm going to the bathroom to jerk off.
You wish I was someone else. I understand.
It's a disappointment. This surprise isn't that good. You've been listening to me for a long time. You're over it. It doesn't excite you as much as it used to. And you don't even want to do it. I get it. But when you say that to me, it hurts. And it's, yeah, we've done it 65 million times. We've done a billion streams. But I want to still perform. And you just won't listen. You just won't enjoy it. Just say yes to sex. There's a slogan. Consensual sex. Everybody should say yes to that. Next voicemail, last one of the day. It's brought to you by DoorDash.
Hey, hey.
DoorDash, the number one food delivery service. Not even just food, just everything delivery service. You can get your groceries, your takeout food, your everything from the pharmacy, toiletries, medicine, all of it. Everything from quality restaurant food down to just like, you know, I order a bottle of booze and a snack, whatever it may be. DoorDash can deliver it right to your door within minutes. It's in 340,000 restaurants. 3,300 cities. Again, I didn't even know those numbers existed.
Yeah, there are 3,000 cities in the world?
There are 340,000 restaurants in the world. I thought there was like, I don't know, like a half of that. I also signed up for Dash Pass. You don't have to ever pay the delivery fee. You pay like $8 a month.
Oh.
So like if you get delivery like once or twice a month, you come out ahead.
Yeah.
So for me who does it every night, I save like, I don't know, like $100 a month.
I have to get that like right now.
It's like eight, I think it's $8 for the year. It's unbelievable.
For the year?
For the month. Sorry. Okay. For the month. And right now you want to do it on top of that. You can do promo code KFC and get $5 off your first order of $15 or more. I've been on a huge Wendy's kick.
Since I was 16.
Yeah, but this is like my backwards approach to like no carbs. I do chicken nuggets, which I know have like the breaded chicken, but it's still just like chicken.
Yeah.
And I do the taco salad with their chili.
Whoa.
It's fire.
Yummy.
It's good.
Do you put the chili in the salad?
Yeah, it comes with a salad that has shredded cheese and tomatoes, And then I pour the chili in the salad. I put sour cream on it. And it's like this Southwest taco salad. It's fire.
That sounds quite nice.
It's great. Yeah. I do it like every night now. So that's what I'm ordering. If you tonight, tomorrow night, every night, you can catch me eating my Wendy's from DoorDash. Download DoorDash app. Use the promo code KFC at checkout. $5 off your first order of $15 or more. Last one. Let's cook.
What's going on, boys? So I was just listening to your episode with The Girls Gotta Eat. The story with the guy that whispered, "Just love me," in one of the girls' ears. And it reminded me of a time when I was in college. One of my friends leaned into a girl and said, "I want to take you to the candy shop," which is the most cringeworthy thing anyone can say. So my question to you is, what is the worst possible thing you can say in a girl's ear, or the worst thing that you said? Let me know. Viva.
I got a great story for this. My buddy was once hooking up with a girl. He went to visit like a school down south. I want to say it was like South Carolina. And he hooks up with this like Southern belle, like blonde bombshell, kind of stereotypical Southern, you know, debutante type of shit. And I guess this is like the morning after. They both wake up and like, you know, you smell like a brewery or a mess, like whatever. And she's like snuggled into him in bed. And she goes, "You smell just like my dad."
Oh, heavens.
And oh, he was like, "You know, I smelled like whiskey and fucking like sweat." And she said, "You smell just like my dad."
That is incredibly unfortunate.
Yeah, and she was
but it also makes
per. That's what he said. He was like, in the setting, like whatever it was, I didn't even do it justice. I remember being like, "Yeah, that's probably true on so many levels, bro."
Do you have anything you've ever said?
I've been told. I hooked up with a girl on Halloween once. It was maybe like, I don't know, like the second time we had like hung out even. And she whispered, "I love you," in my ear. And I was at a point where I was like coming out of a college relationship. And I was very much like, I'm not trying to be involved like with anybody where I can like hurt them or whatever. And so I was like, nope. Like, I didn't know what to do in that sense. I'm like in a fucking Halloween costume. And like the mood has been killed. So I knew. Yeah. She was like the type of get like. It was a bad. It wasn't just like a drunk, like, "Oh, whoops, I can't believe that slipped out." It was like, "Oh boy, you're already like thinking that."
I had a girl in college once whisper, "Split me open."
Whoa, see, that's a good thing.
Yeah, but I was like,
"I can't."
I was like, whatever you think is about to happen, it's not that.
I
do not have the ability to split
me like a log of wood, Daddy.
We're gonna have pretty bad sex the next 2 minutes.
You know what the girls
need
to say?
"Split you open."
They need to say things like, "Try to split me open." You know? Like, give it a good try to split me open. That to me is like, okay.
Try and fuck me your best.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
I'll give you a gold star.
Not gonna work for you.
Yeah. Like, I try to get 100 on every test. I get like a 72. Like, I'll try, but I ain't gonna split you, girl. I don't think I've ever said anything. I've definitely like texted, probably like sexted things that I'm like, "Well, that was clearly too far."
Yeah,
but I've never said anything in the moment. At least that I
no, and, I, and I because I intentionally shut the fuck up because I don't want to say something. Like
the
that.
Thing is, I probably have. I just don't know it. I've never had a girl call me out on it. I'm sure that I've been in the heat of the moment and said things that's like too much.
I never have because I
know you're a mute. You're a goddamn mute.
It's better.
It's not. It's not.
You have things that you know didn't go over well.
I don't know, but I'm saying I just know myself, and I know that I'm like a fucking deviant, and so like I probably have said some things that are wrong.
You could have sex with me if I had a Hannibal mask on, and it would be the same. be the same if I had free will over my jaw usage. Same thing.
You are one. You're a special guy, Dan. Let's get into our one ATI of the day, and I'm also going to read you this text I got over the weekend. Someone who was playing ATI at a
AnswerTheInternet.com live right now.
AnswerTheInternet.com is new. It's live. You can buy your copy there from any of the various outlets. Also has a portal for you to submit your own questions with your name. So if you want to make it into the next expansion pack or on the next video with the comedians, we'll give you credit for your question and you can be part of the ATI culture. The text I got about AnswerTheInternet this weekend: "We learned one of our friends' husbands is a sub." Like, okay. Not my cup of tea, but fine. "And has his wife walk him on a leash." I'm not here to kink shame. Again, not for me, but okay. "In all leather, That's pretty ridiculous. Yeah. I'm not going to do that either. At night in Central Park. I'm not going to kink shame, but I'm going to kink shame.
I mean,
that's fucking crazy.
That's insane.
I mean, God, thank God it's 2019. Like, you're not going to get murdered in there anymore, but it's still not a great idea to go to the park at night on a goddamn leash in leather being walked by your wife.
It is fucking obscene.
But you know what? Like, good for them, because, like, she's
they're not
making up excuses at night. They're fucking. He's walking on his hands and knees in the park.
That's so ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what? I love the idea that those two found each other.
What if your girl, like, she was a dom?
Yeah.
And she's like, I want to do this. And you're
I think that we would just, like, break up, because I don't want to be a sub.
See,
like, so do I. I would probably give it a whirl. I'll give anything a whirl. I don't think I'm going to the park.
Yeah, that's just out of laziness. It's not even out of, like, embarrassment. That's just so far away.
Logistically speaking, it's kind of cold. It'll hurt my knees on gravel. Like, you know, no thanks.
You can walk around the bedroom if you want.
You put me in the apartment, make me go to the kitchen.
Outside.
I'll go to the fridge for you on a leash. Fine. But I think over the long run, we ain't going to last, because guess what?
I want
to do that weird shit to you. Let's do our one of the day, okay? One more. If you got a one-time pass to do whatever you wanted, what crime would you commit? Now, I know you're heavy on, like, if it was the purge, I wouldn't commit crimes. But you get a pass. You're not going to go, you know, you don't have to do anything crazy violent if you don't want to. You got to rob a bank. And not just speaking from the financial implications, it's awesome to rob a bank. If you pulled, like, a Joker bank heist, and, yeah, it's like, okay, I know I got away with it because of the magic genie, but whatever, I got away with it.
Awesome. I'd probably go to that bar and just not tip.
That's their crime. They're like,
that is their crime.
If I could get away with one crime, I would charge people for tips for the rest of my career.
It is obvious, like, yeah, you gotta do a bank, obviously. But then, like, I'd probably just go to, like, Kith. Although I went to Kith this weekend.
See, I would go to, like, a fancy, like, some place that I don't even necessarily like. I'd go to, like, fucking Ferragamo and steal all that or something like that.
But then I have to sell it.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass.
Like, I don't want to sell
That's why just straight cash money, baby.
That's a whole thing.
Just cut right to the cash.
But, like, I'd get free clothes. But, like, I don't know. Kith is so Kith.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. It's plastered all over everything.
Yeah, everything, like, is just huge branding. I don't care for that.
But just so steal the money to buy the clothes you do want.
Yeah, I guess.
Think, like,
I mean,
driving,
like, it all
like,
goes
the getaway up. Car and the Brinks truck is awesome. Or maybe I would do some, like, some Dan Soder Dick Justice sort of thing. Like, maybe I'd go kill, like, Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
If I was the guy who killed Harvey.
Yeah, that'd be
pretty. Like, yeah, that's gonna pay off.
Yeah, like, I mean, this show gets much bigger,
big time. Like, hey, it's KFC Radio featuring the guys who murdered Harvey Weinstein.
If one of us murdered somebody, hugely successful show. We probably get TV deals.
Oh yeah, we'd host it and shit. We'd have, like, a daytime TV show. We'd be big time. That's the answer.
Kill Harvey Weinstein.
Done. That's today's episode. We'll catch you guys later this week.
Look at what you see in her face. The mirror of your dreams.